You're listening to SBS News.
The Netherlands, Portugal and Spain are among those limiting the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to people over 60. Dutch Health Minister Hugo de Jonge says the move won't affect the overall operation.
For the planning from the vaccine,
we do not expect this to have a major impact on the vaccination operation. We are aiming to have given at least a first shot to people with an increased risk, so everyone who is 60 or older, and people with an increased medical risk by the end of May. We do not expect any major changes to that plan.
In Belgium, the vaccine is being kept for those over 55, while the United Kingdom has gone a step further, recommending those under the age of 30 be given alternatives where possible. The European regulator has listed thrombosis as a very rare side effect. Their investigation shows one report of blood clotting per every 100,000 people vaccinated. Officials say the risk is small, but it is enough to instill doubt. French general practitioner Dr. Joël Vallendoff says he's noticed some hesitation in Paris.
There are many people that keep coming despite the different recommendations and hesitations from health authorities. But there are also many people that cancel their appointment. Yesterday I had 10 patients book in, and today I had 2 cancellations due to fear. So there is a certain distrust. In a vial I have more or less 12 doses, and today I'm left with 3. In the beginning I was refusing people because I had a lot of demand and not enough vaccines. Today I'm facing the opposite. I have vaccines but not enough people.
Others say they're confident in medical opinion.
I have trust in my doctor. He's in charge of my medical situation. He's familiar with it. He asked me a week ago, knowing my health condition, if I wanted to get a vaccine. He told me it would be a good thing.
Prime Minister Jean Castex announced that France had passed the milestone of administering 10 million first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Less encouraging milestones are being recorded in South America, with Brazil reporting nearly 4,000 single-day COVID-19 deaths for the first time. The country has hit nearly 341,000 COVID-19-related fatalities. In Sao Paulo state, people unable to be placed in intensive care units are dying, and only 4% of Brazil's population has been fully immunized. Confirmed cases in Colombia have exceeded 2.4 million. However, medical staff were brought to their feet by a second-time COVID-19 recovery. 104-year-old Carmen Hernandez received a standing ovation as she left the hospital, having defeated coronavirus for the second time since June 2020. Over in India, daily infections surpassed 100,000 this week. Health workers are scrambling to vaccinate those in remote villages across the country. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says effective nationwide distribution must be a priority.
We need to prioritise COVID-19 vaccine distribution with what we have. We won't get the result by keeping vaccines confined to one state. It is not right to think in this way. We have to manage by thinking about the entire country.
Indian states, including hardest hit Maharashtra, have been hindered by vaccine shortages and are demanding inoculations be expanded to younger people. India has so far administered more than 90 million doses. In the United Kingdom, friends and family lost to the virus have been remembered on a wall of love. One little boy drew a heart for his grandfather.
I'm here to remember my granddad, and we call him Papa G. He's always been the best granddad anyone could ever have. I loved him so much, and I still do. It feels extra happy for me because I love him lots, and I'm happy to be writing for him today.
More than 1,000 people helped paint hearts on the wall along the River Thames in London, commemorating more than 125,000 lives lost. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.